Parshas Tetzaveh begins with the mitzvah of setting up the menorah, the seven-branched lamp, and its lights in the sanctuary. The parsha thus begins, V'ato Tetzaveh, and you shall command the children of Israel, that they take unto you clear oil from olives crushed for the light, to set up a continual lamp. The burning menorah was one of the most sacred vessels in the Beit HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. Its symbolism of light and illumination is still significant this day. Even so, it also raises a question. The menorah was not used in the Holy Temple as a light fixture. The preparing and lighting of the menorah was a ritual act, not a practical one. In fact, it was lit in the evening and burned through the night when there were no services, when the gates of the sanctuary were locked. What purpose then did it serve? Secondly, what is the meaning of Ve'yikhu Eilecha, that they take unto you, which seems to suggest that the lamp is for you and not for God? These two questions, however, answer one another. God says to Israel, take unto you, not for me, for I am not in need of light. God is the very source of light. Light is with him, thus he does not need it at all. The lighting of the menorah is indeed a ritual act, signifying true light, the light of spirituality, the light of holiness, the light of whatever the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, represents. The light of godliness. Man needs this light, not God. The world needs this light, not the sanctuary. The menorah, and its function as a generator of light, serves as a testimony for the divine presence, a testimony to mankind that the divine presence rests in Israel. Scripture thus tells us that the windows of the Holy Temple were not constructed the same way as they are in regular homes. Normally, we build windows narrow on the outside and wide on the inside, in order to bring in as much as possible of the outside light. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, however, it was the other way around. They were wide on the outside and narrow on the inside, in order to allow as much as possible of the internal light to radiate outside. The Almighty does not need our light, but we certainly need his, as it is said in the Book of Psalms, "In your light we see light." There is here a profound moral for all of us. Some think that they do God a favor by observing mitzvahs, by being good and moral. Thus we are told that the exact opposite is true. When God says, command the children of Israel, when we are given positive and negative precepts, it is Ve'yikhu Eilecha, that they shall take unto you, for yourself, for your sake, for your benefit. It is axiomatic in the Jewish faith that the Torah, the mitzvahs, all the divine precepts and teachings were given letzaref bohen es habriyos, to refine, perfect, elevate and sublimate us. They are for our very own benefits. Ve'yikhu eilecho, take unto you, so that the light of the menorah, the light of Torah, throw light into the darkness of the world. This light illuminates our material world so that we can see the world for what it is, so that we can see and find our way in it as human beings created in the divine image, and actualize the precious potential with which we were endowed through our divine souls. The olives must be crushed to extract the pure oil hidden within them. In other words, it takes effort on our part. But once we obtain this pure oil, we can and must use it to light the menorah, to turn ourselves and all others into sources of light to illuminate the world. And when we do so, it is Veyikhu Elecho, for our very own benefit, by making our environment and the whole world a better place. We and the world will thereby become a living testimony of the divine presence in our very own midst.